Hey there, welcome to the No Holds Barred podcast, your inspirational, in-your-face, and no bullshit show where I motivate you to live the life that you deserve, one of crazy fucking ridiculous joy. My name is Eva, and thanks for being here. So before I get started with the topic of tonight's episode, I do have to apologize. If you've been following me faithfully, I have been kind of MIA the last 2 weeks, and I have two really good excuses as to why I haven't been here. The first excuse is that my son was visiting here in Guatemala. He was here for 8 or 9 days for my birthday, so we pretty much celebrated and partied and did all kinds of crazy things for 8 days, and I just didn't do any work whatsoever. And the second reason why I haven't done any podcasts was the week after he left, I was sicker than a fucking dog for like 5 days. I had a horrible cold and I could barely even talk, and I was just blowing my nose and sniffling and sneezing, and it wouldn't have been pretty. So those are my two excuses as to why I haven't podcasted in the last couple of weeks. And I'm really, really sorry. And I promise I'm going to try to be a little bit more consistent, and actually I'm even going to try to make shows ahead of time so that in case emergencies come up that I've got a show already prepared for you guys. So enough of that, let's get on with tonight's episode. For those of you that have followed any of my blogs or follow me over on Medium or any other platform, you know that I am a huge UFC fan, hardcore, diehard, big UFC fan. And last Saturday, there was a huge fight. It was probably, actually, I think it goes down as the most popular or the highest rated UFC pay-per-view title event in the history of UFC. So before you want to hang up and think this is a bullshit episode, I want you to just stick with me here, because there is a crazy life lesson that comes with this show. So UFC, if you know anything about UFC, or even with WWE, with World Wrestling, whatever it's called, I don't watch that. My dad used to watch that. But with any of these fights, leading up to the fights, the two fighters that are going to be competing against each other always trash talk each other, and it's just a bunch of bullshit. And then when they get into the octagon the night of the fight, they beat the shit out of each other for, you know, 3 rounds, 5 rounds, however many rounds it takes. And then whoever wins, after they win, they hug and kiss and make up and shake hands and call it a day, and the end. Well, that didn't happen this time around, and the whole arena exploded in pure fucking chaos. It was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen in my life in UFC history. And this is where the lesson is going to come in, so sit tight with me here. So the two fighters, Conor McGregor and Khabib, I can't pronounce his last name because I think it's got 26 fucking letters in it. They have a crazy sort of a little bit of a hate thing going on between the two of them. You know, Conor trashed Khabib's race, religion, family prior to the fight. He was really, really relentless in trashing Khabib. And anyway, the night of the fight, Khabib took all of that anger that he had towards Conor in all this trash talking, beat the crap out of him. Conor tapped out fourth round. But what happened after was ridiculous. So usually the fighters hug and kiss and make up and shake hands at the end of the fight. That didn't fucking happen. What happened was that Khabib jumped over the fucking octagon into the crowd and went on to try to, he didn't, the security stopped him. He went on to try to lay a beating on one of the members of Conor McGregor's team from his camps, but the security stopped him and he didn't get a chance to do that. But while that was happening outside of the octagon, two of Khabib's men ran into the octagon and started beating the crap out of Conor McGregor, which is totally, totally unacceptable. All of that was totally unacceptable. But the point that I'm making here is that this fighter, Khabib, and his teammates totally acted out of anger, and they have a very high price to pay for their ridiculous actions. So Khabib, still to this day, and I was following the news, the Nevada State Commission, Athletic Commission, still might be withholding his prize winning, which I think is almost probably $2 million. They're withholding that right now. He may be suspended from fighting with the UFC for probably 6 months, 4 to 6 months. He might be. Two of his team members absolutely will not ever fight in the UFC. They have been banned completely from fighting in the UFC. So, you know, here's a lesson for you. When we're really angry, we do things, we act out of anger. We let our emotions take over and we don't think. And you know what? We just don't think because something happens, somebody says something, you get pissed off and you automatically, we react instantly, right? And we don't take a split second, you know, just that 1 second to just pause. Just pause for a second. Stop and think about what you're about to say or what you're about to do. And stop and think about the ramifications of your actions. What's going to happen if I call out this person for whatever bullshit thing they just did to me? If I go ahead and react and retaliate, what is going to happen after? How long, for how many years, or for the rest of my life, how long am I going to have to pay for my actions? How long are you going to have to pay for your actions? The power of the pause is incredible. And I have learned, actually, probably just in the last, I'm going to say the last 3 years, I have learned to take a step back from any heated situation that makes me uncomfortable, that maybe triggers me, that maybe can set me into a crazy fucking, you know, fiend. I've learned to just stop, take a step back, and go, okay, you know what? Nothing that's going to come out of my mouth right now is going to be good, and I'm probably going to regret it for the rest of my fucking life. So I'm just going to shut my pie hole right now, and I'm going to think about this situation. I'm going to think about what's happening right now, and I will approach this situation again when I'm calmer, when I have a clear head, and when I've processed the whole situation to see if it's even worth moving forward with. So when you're in a situation, next time you're in a situation, a heated debate, an argument, any kind of thing like that, next time you find yourself in a situation that isn't going very well, just take a step back. Take a big deep breath, take a step back and go, okay, you know what? I'm just not going to involve myself right now. I need to just withdraw. I need to think about this before I say anything that I'm going to regret. Because you know what? Our words have great power. They have the power to heal. They have the power to hurt. So the world needs more healers, helpers, and lovers. And I say that all the time. We don't need more anger and hate and violence and all of that. We don't. We need more love, healing, helping, and that kind of stuff. So keeping in mind that our words have the power to heal or hurt, what do you want your words to do? Do you want them to hurt and then live with regret for the rest of your life? Or do you want them to heal and help and make the world a better place? I want you to think about that for a second. And I want you to think about that next time you find yourself in a situation where it's so easy to lash out and it's so easy to say, fuck you and blah, blah, and whatever you want to yell and scream, just take that step back and go, you know what? Not now. I'm not going to do this right now. I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm going to take the higher road. I'm going to step away and I'm going to think about this. I want you to do that. Okay, that's my message for you guys tonight. I hope you got a little bit out of that and I hope it makes you stop and think next time in case you're in something like that. Stop and think and take a step back and go, no, not now. I'm not going to get involved in this right now. All right, that's all I got for you guys tonight. Don't forget, you can find me over on Patreon. If you haven't been there yet, go check out my Patreon page. You can find me over on my website, amazingmemovement.com, and over on Medium, medium.com, under Eva Ursano. I hope you all have a great night, and thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you did like the show, please like, share, clap, or not clap, that's Medium, sorry. Like, share, love, and don't forget to leave a review, because that's what helps all us creators grow and get our word and our message out more, is when people leave reviews. Thanks for listening. Good night for now.